We know shift work can wreak havoc on our sleep schedule, but what is it doing to our health? And why should employers pay particular attention to their employees? Andrea Hallwagner is a registered dietitian with HealthStan Nutrition. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Angela.
I think for a long time we've talked about shift work and we viewed it from the employee's point of view. Why should employers pay more attention to the effects shift work has on its employees?
You bet. You know, shift work has been shown to not only increase the risk of sleep loss, obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, but it's also linked to some other significant costs that are showing up on health risk assessments and biometric screenings. And those are depression, stress, and burnout. We're also seeing shift workers struggling more with drug and alcohol addictions, more safety concerns and accidents, and workplace-based injuries. And also employers, of course, are probably not going to be surprised that productivity can certainly suffer with shift workers.
So you can see why then a company has to be concerned about its employees and the impact shift work is having on them.
You bet. You know, certainly there is always an investment in investing in wellness-based initiatives, safety-based initiatives. I would say particularly for shift workers, this is something that can certainly reduce company bottom-line expenses.
When we talk about shift work, though, I often think of nurses. But are there particular professions that it is more common?
Sure. You know, we think, of course, of those healthcare workers, physicians, nurses, and hospital-based workers in general. Also, you know, we think of EMS, police, firefighting, those in sort of just overall healthcare, food, cleaning-based industries. Those that work in IT and that are sitting by a computer at all hours of the night. And then, of course, people that travel with sales-based positions and those in the transportation industry, obviously things like construction, truck driving, inspectors, and that type of thing.
All right, let's talk about some specifics. What influence is it having on my health, my weight, my productivity at work?
You bet. And the reason shift work can be bad for your health is twofold. First off, it can influence our biology itself. And on a biologic level, shift work influences our circadian rhythm, which is just that natural physical, mental, behavioral rhythm in that 24-hour period. And we know that that's tied a lot to lightness and darkness. And so we get a lot of disruptions in circadian rhythm, obviously, when we're shift workers. And that can affect energy, metabolism, digestion, cardiovascular systems, hormones, and even our overall immune function. The second sort of way shift work negatively affects health is just because of the lifestyle habits associated with shift work. You know, when our schedules are constantly changing, it's of course really difficult, especially, you know, what we see in our office for nutrition counseling. It's difficult for people to track what they're eating, how much they're eating with a really fluctuating schedule. And certainly things like family meals start to slide, energy levels, comfort foods, all of those things start to get in the way of our ability to make good choices.
All right, you're the registered dietitian. So what are some nutrition strategies that might help shift workers?
You bet. Number one is plan on eating a pretty set schedule. And so what we get to do with our clients is really map out eating every 3 to 5 hours. So that means you're going to need to eat something 3, 4, 5, or 6 times a day. So for example, if your shift starts at 11 p.m. and goes until 7 a.m. and you end up waking up at 4 p.m. in the afternoon at the sort of for the start of your day, your eating plan might look like something like a 5 o'clock wake-up meal, an 8 to 10 p.m. pre-shift meal, eating some sort of a work-related snack between midnight and 2 a.m., having a workplace meal on your break between 4 and 6 a.m., and then having a bedtime snack between 7 a.m. And 8 a.m. So you can see that the times are all over the place, but again, coming back to that eating every 3 to 5 hours is so key.
All right, hold on here. Just have to take a quick traffic break. Andrea Hallwagner with HealthStan Nutrition, and we are talking about some nutrition strategies, especially when it comes to shift workers. You talked about the eating on a schedule. What about what I should be eating?
You bet. And meals and snacks really should have a blend between carbohydrates and protein. We know carbs are so key for brain and muscle energy. I call them kind of like the gasoline stores, while protein is so key for satiety and fullness. And so when you're planning a meal, getting those three things for balance in there, a grain or a starch, veggies or a fruit, and thirdly, a source of protein is really key. And for a snack, I would say at least two things. Again, coming back to, you know, some sort of carbohydrate source and a source of protein.
Which is advice you give to people who aren't even working shift work? Let's look at caffeine, because I sometimes think shift workers feel like they've got to drink the coffee to be able to get through their shift.
You bet. And caffeine, sure, we all love it. I love my morning Americano that I have as well, but it can stay in our system for at least 8 hours. So it's just being really aware that midway through your shift, regardless of what time that is, it's probably the time to start winding down that caffeine intake.
I wonder how many people after a shift reach for alcohol to be able to maybe fall asleep.
Sure, of course, and alcohol certainly can help people to relax, but what we do find is it does disrupt sleep, and so it doesn't allow people to go into that really deep forms of sleep, and certainly can kind of keep you up.
What about the size of meals that you're actually eating when you're working?
You know, and I think it's coming back to sort of, you know, what many people have probably experienced at some point. If you eat too much food later into the day before bed, it just causes that indigestion and discomfort. For some people, it actually keeps them up. And then, of course, just on a practical level, you might actually have to go to the washroom, especially as you get older, which is certainly disrupting sleep again.
I know when you're finally done a shift, all you want to do is go to bed. What do you have to make sure of before you hit the pillow?
Yeah, and, you know, we do find so many people that are shift workers are struggling with their weight, and they come off shift and they don't want to eat because they, of course, feel like, well, I'm just going to bed. And so they end up starving themselves. And what we know about that is if you're simply not getting enough food in, your sleep is also going to be disrupted there. So a healthy snack will probably just allow that natural good sleep rhythm to kick in for you.
Andrea, good information. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
And for a nutritional consultation, contact Andrea through healthstandnutrition.com.